talk more about all of this, Ryan Guptill is with us, Senior Consultant, Navigator Limited, and with us now. Ryan, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate this.
Thanks so much for having me.
Talk about the results and what you guys found.
We found that voters were tired of the Liberal government. They felt that it had been not listening to their concerns. They felt that they were thinking more about province-building activities that were years and years in the future, and that voters were really feeling that they were struggling. They were struggling with paying their bills. They had found taxes too high. And they thought that it was the government was more for policy makers and policy experts than it was for average people. So when Doug Ford came along and his slogan "For the People" was pretty widely mocked by quite a few, that was exactly what Ontarians were looking for: someone who was willing to look at the issues they were facing and address them. They felt that taxes, gas prices, housing affordability were all beyond their control at this point, and they looked to Ford to change the tune.
You said something I found fascinating, that they were mocked. Why were they mocked for this?
I think that Ford's personality and his campaign was sort of looked down upon by some of the policy experts that speak on TV often.
An easy target?
Yeah, exactly. They thought he wasn't focused on the important things that matter to Ontario. The thing is that Ontarians felt differently. They felt that he was focused on the things that matter to them, and in fact, all of the big province-building activities were actually coming at a cost to them, and that they couldn't stomach it any longer.
So, how did the Liberal Party get this so wrong?
I think that there were a lot of progressive voters who were pushing them in this direction. And, of course, when a government is in power for 15 years, it's difficult to not grow a little out of touch. The tone of their campaign just did not match what Ontarians were feeling in any way at all. And it showed at the ballot box. I don't think that we've seen a worse performance for the Liberal Party in history, actually.
What I heard a lot from our audience and what I passed along to the Premier was that it appeared that the Liberal Party just kept taking the province farther and farther and farther and farther and farther and farther to the left. And as a result, we are where we are. How come these parties seem to be appealing to extremes as opposed to the center? Where was the center in this election?
I think that actually Ford found the center in this election. Ford found what most Ontarians were speaking about. They were talking about their gas prices. They were talking about their taxes. They were just too high. They felt that the government had grown removed from them. And so the center wasn't so much a political center. It was more about the center being the voter themselves, which they felt, and most voters did feel this way, that they had come out of focus. And political parties, as I said, when they're in power for a long time, just it sort of is a natural thing that they grow a little detached from the people that they're supposed to be governing. And Ford was the complete antidote to that. He is the opposite of what Kathleen Wynne stood for.
Is it that Ontarians don't care about those social issues? I mean, you know, I'm a firm believer that this government, unfortunately, has left a bad taste in many people's mouths in regard to things like the environment and such, because they feel they were taken advantage of. It's not a case of whether these policies were right or wrong. It's a case of overspending, lack of due diligence, and just not listening to people.
That's exactly it. So voters do have patience for this and care about it and think it's important. They just felt that after 15 years of taxes going up and costs going up, that they could not afford it anymore, and that it had grown from an admirable goal to something that was stretching their wallet and stretching their ability to actually get by. So it turned from something that they wanted to do to something that they felt they just simply couldn't afford to do any longer. And you're right that environmental programs are important and that Ontarians take them seriously. But, for instance, one of the participants in our focus group said that the carbon tax felt like nothing more than a cash grab, and they didn't believe that it was anything more than just trying to get more money, and then none of it went to the environment. So there was just a voter fatigue with these big, big ideas.
Do you think it has tarnished people's view of green energy? Do you think it's made them cynical? And again, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, to some degree, it has tarnished their view that these programs have effect. One participant said that they didn't believe that it actually did anything because we were a drop in the bucket. But there is still appetite, of course, for environmental policy and
sure,
to take action on this. But they felt that it had grown to such a degree that it was out of control.
When Kathleen Wynne called Ontarians bad actors, is this what everyone was referring to? So they kind of saw this, I mean, and just chose to react the way they did.
Right. It sort of sums it up to a T, right? It speaks about Ontarians as the people who are the challenge, and they felt that, again, the government was not speaking. It wasn't listening to them. It was talking to them. And they didn't appreciate the feeling that they were being explained to. And essentially, this campaign going into it, the opinion was so fixed on the Liberals that this was, from the outset, a campaign between the New Democrats and the Conservatives.
What about the NDP? Where does this leave them? Where is their slot in all of this? How did they get to where they are?
So the New Democrats have done well for themselves. I think they're in a bit of a challenging position because they still have a lot of brand challenge. People fundamentally hear New Democrats and they get a little nervous. A lot of our focus group participants describe them as radical, as concerned that they would harm the economy, and challenging for business. So that's a hurdle that they will have to cross if they are ever to be competitive for government.
It just seems that Kathleen Wynne lost this election for not listening, and as I mentioned, continually taking the government more and more and more to the left, to the point where you couldn't tell the NDP from the Liberals. How does the NDP combat that when, you know, at the end of the day, you're more left than the party that Ontario voted out?
I'm not sure at this point that the NDP has a lot to worry about from that point of view. I think that they have a real opportunity in the next 4 years to solidify themselves as the left-wing option in Ontario.
Right.
This could really be a moment in Ontario politics where we have a fundamental shift of the map where it becomes a left versus right dichotomy rather than a centrist party taking up the middle. And I think there is the opportunity for Andrea Horvath and the New Democrats to really squeeze Liberals out, not to mention the fact that they have now lost party status is going to be even more challenging for them.
And again, as you mentioned, where is, you know, what's the next route for the Liberals? What's their next path to the top, considering where the NDP are right now? Is that going to make them go back towards the center, do you think?
I think that they don't really have a choice. They have to go back towards the center, right? The NDP fundamentally will always have a certain element of the party that drags it to the left. So the Liberals are not going to win by competing on the left for them.
Yeah, by being more NDP than the NDP.
Exactly, and with fewer seats, right? It's not a convincing argument. So they've sort of got to haul themselves back to the middle a bit and sort of have to demonstrate that they're renewing the party. The brand damage that the party underwent in this election is significant. And this is going to be a rebuilding period for them. They have 4 years to sort of get the effect in the change in effect, and we'll see if they'll be able to puncture through in the next election. But I promise you, the New Democrats will be desperate to keep them out of the conversation.
When did this start shifting? Because as you mentioned, many of the pollsters said, and you know, many people are going back to the Liberals' decision to even keep Kathleen Wynne going into the next election. This is nothing new. When do you think this all shifted for the Liberals? Because they won with an overwhelming majority last election.
They did, and I think it started shifting almost immediately. I think that the government really took, the Liberals really took the mandate seriously and looked at it as an opportunity to build the province, but they built away from what Ontarians were looking for. And I think that it started shifting almost immediately, and the Premier's approval ratings demonstrated that. And months before this election was held, the Progressive Conservatives were in a significant lead, around 40% of the vote, and that's where they ended up. There was a lot of statistical noise in this election, but there wasn't a lot of movement. And I just think that the cake was sort of baked for the Liberals.